But now, my son, I have somewhat to say concerning the thing which our fathers call a ball or director, or our fathers called it liahona, which is being interpreted a compass, and the Lord prepared it. Alma chapter 37, verse 38. Hey, listeners, this is Nick from Book of Mormon Central, and today's podcast addresses the question, why were the three witnesses shown the liahona? Some may not realize, aside from viewing the plates, the three witnesses of the Book of Mormon beheld several other Nephite artifacts, including the miraculous directors which were given to Lehi while in the wilderness, on the borders of the Red Sea. These directors apparently refer to the spindles, which pointed the way that Lehi's family should travel through the wilderness. According to the prophet Alma, this was the thing which our fathers call a ball, or director, or our fathers called it liahona, which is being interpreted a compass, and the Lord prepared it. Why was it important for the three witnesses to visually witness this object? One likely possibility is that it gave credence to the Lehite Exodus story and the founding of the Nephite nation. Don Bradley has proposed that just as the Ark of the Covenant held sacred religious artifacts related to the founding of the Israelite nation, the Nephites had their own national treasures, including the liahona, which they held in their own sacred repository. The Ark of the Covenant was known to contain a golden pot of manna, the rod of Aaron, which budded, and the stone tablets from Mount Sinai. Remarkably, the Nephite artifacts have parallels to each of these items. The strongest resemblance is between the liahona and the manna. Both were discovered in the morning. Both were discovered upon the ground. Both were round in appearance, and both evoked wonder or astonishment. It is also significant that both items helped wandering travelers to avoid starvation in the wilderness. The manna itself was food, while the liahona helped Lehi's family get food by directing them to fertile areas and wild game. It's even likely that Nephi intentionally crafted his story in a way that would help readers make a connection between the manna and the liahona. In each situation, the miraculous obtaining of food came immediately after members of the group murmured against the Lord. And in each case, the murmuring was related to hunger and the desire to return back to their respective lands. In the Bible, we learn that Aaron's rod, among other staffs, was used as an appropriate means of divination to determine God's will. The liahona's spindles, or directors, seemed to similarly function as a means by which the Lord could communicate with his people. In both circumstances, the objects were rod-like in shape and had writing on them. Using sticks or arrows for divination practices was well known in many ancient societies, and God manifested his will in this manner in a number of Bible stories. Finally, just as the Lord permanently etched the Ten Commandments onto the stone tablets with his own finger, he also caused writing to miraculously appear upon the liahona's pointers. Even though the words found on the liahona changed from time to time, it's clear that both objects conveyed the specific words of the Lord. Alma, having given counsel to his son Helaman, declared that it is as easy to give heed to the word of Christ, which will point you a straight course to eternal bliss, as it was for our fathers to give heed to this compass, which would point unto them a straight course to the promised land. Don Bradley has noted that the Jerusalem temple was, in one sense, a house for the Ark of the Covenant. With this in mind, he asked, how could the Nephites keep the law of Moses without access to the Ark of the Covenant? Something, presumably something remarkable, would have to sit in the Ark's place in their own temple. It is not certain exactly where the Nephite relics were housed or how they were understood by the people, but the correlations between their treasured artifacts and those housed in the Israelite Ark of the Covenant are intriguing. Recognizing that the liahona has parallels to each of the sacred items in the Israelite Ark helps explain why it was included among the sacred objects shown to the three witnesses. This divine artifact was revered among Nephite prophets and was kept and preserved as one of their most sacred national treasures. Its very existence helps establish the reality of the Lehite Exodus from Jerusalem, and it meaningfully represents the Lord's hand in leading a branch of Israel to a land of promise in the New World. In explaining the reason for presenting the Nephite artifacts to the witnesses, the Lord declared, "And this you shall do, that I may bring about my righteous purposes unto the children of men in this work." The Liahona in particular has become a treasured symbol in our own gospel dispensation. It has been adopted as the name of one of the official LDS church magazines. And numerous conference talks have drawn from its symbolic lessons about giving heed to divine revelation. More than ever before, the historical reality and spiritual power of this divinely crafted object is helping strengthen testimonies and further the Lord's work and purposes. Thank you for listening. To find out more, please visit BookofMormonCentral.org and then click on Know Why.